the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
I think one of the challenges that needs to be created or bridged is that people sort of say, oh, it's Bitcoin and crypto, it's an inclusive asset class, anybody can buy some, although we don't want the bankers in there. It's like, hang on, mate. Look, this is the thing. If you want to have your moon Lambos, you need to have fresh money come in. Yeah. Now, where is that fresh money going to come from? You know, everybody's different in how they do it, but you've got to have a way to do it. I think people miss that. They just focus on the what's your strategy? And they gloss over the rest, you know?
Boy, I would not recommend people do that in the manner that I did. I certainly burned my bridges, lobbed a grenade at that thing as I was crossing the bridge. But sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to go towards what you know in your heart is something that you have to do.
I mean, what I do anyway, it is human discretionary trading methods. Just because it's a great trade that sets up, if my portfolio is already fairly balanced, I don't want to take on any additional risk. I've hit my risk limit. I won't take that trade. We do need to have big business involved. We do need to have a marketplace that's a real marketplace. I mean, a $100 billion market, Apple could buy that based on its balance sheets debt-free probably right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a...
Coffee money, Craig.
I often relate the dot-com boom to what we saw last year. And what we may see again in this space, I don't think we've sort of bubbled out too much just yet. I think it'll go through lots of hot cycles and lots of bubbles just by the virtue of the fact the market is small, and that's just the character of it at the moment. So if that is you at the moment, if you feel torn at the moment, if you're between a lot of different things at the moment and you feel as though you're missing trades, it might be best to either just walk away and say, that's it, I'm going to take a break from trading because there's a lot going on, or make sure you remain super focused throughout. But why this industry? What's brought you here and given you the passion to go through the process of what is a very rocky path?
Makes life a bit of a fight, yes. From a very narcissistic point of view, this is the future, Craig, as far as I'm concerned. And I wanted a slice of the future.
Those of you who have been following me for a while and have done the courses, have taken any of the crypto cradle trades last night. I talked about it in the VIP. I talked about it in the live trading floor. I talked about it in the Slack community. I talked about it on MarketView. I talked about it literally as far and wide as I possibly could to let people know that there was plenty of opportunities setting up. And guess what? No matter what one you took, you would have done well. Regulation brings legitimacy, brings assets in, brings traditional markets, brings funds, brings the big players, and that brings smiles to our faces because that should also bring the bull market. The markets have been very, very vicious this year, all wonderful, depending on how you look at them and depending on what you do. It certainly has been a wonderful year for traders that can short. Thank you.